Rusty Quill presents.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bunker A12, come in, over. Oh, is this thing even working? Professor Ryan, come in, over. I have something I think you're going to want to hear. A12, do you read me? Over. Oh, damn it. I'm going to play this anyway. If someone's listening, someone at A12, please respond. Oh, come on. Oh, look, it's from Elliot. I've got something from Elliot. It's a video on a phone. I found it in a pile of rubbish. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter what I was doing. Ryan, you always said that if there's anyone out there who has more information, well, I have it. I've got more. Oh, God, I hope you can hear this. Okay, here it goes. I hope you can hear this. Where's the button? There we go.
I didn't think I'd be up for this whole record and ditch thing, but, well, here I am. My name is Elliot. Elliot Taylor. Well, I don't know, really. One of the last few people alive? Maybe? I mean, it seems too implausible for that to be true, but at the same time, of the two people we've seen over the past week, one was eaten alive by some hideous and unearthly creature. And the other, well, I really don't think she was in a fit state to last much longer. I'm out here with my brother, Roman. We headed out on an off-grid camping trip just over a week ago, I think. And, well, that was that, really. It's funny, I've kind of come to believe it's the only reason we haven't ended up like everyone else. Vanished, I mean. If I'm not one of the last few people alive, then surely there can't be many left. Every house we've passed, every school, community centre, every goddamn building is just empty. We're heading to a place called Bunker A7 at the moment. I'm kind of hoping there'll be some people there waiting for us. But, yeah. I don't really think it's going to happen, I'll be honest. So, I've been keeping a journal and using Roman's voice recorder to document our experiences and findings. I reckon if anything happens to us out here, then it'd be a good thing for anyone who is curious about what happened, like us, to find it and learn at least something about the world as it is right now. There's all sorts of bizarre and horrific things happening. From one day to the next, I never know what's going to suddenly change. I've seen plant life take over a building overnight. Then those same buildings crumble and deteriorate into rubble. Given how quickly everything has the potential to change, I figure it's only sensible to document what it's like now. Then perhaps all of these entries can be like a jigsaw puzzle of our ruined world. However, I'm also horribly aware of the fact that something truly awful could happen to Roman and me. Something that means our recordings and writings are unable to be recovered. So I figured I should probably do something about that. This is my first step, I suppose, into that contingency. I sort of got over the whole stealing thing a while ago. given that there are no actual people around to be stealing from, plus I aim, really, to leave the things where I find them. Sorry, let me explain. We've been dipping in and out of houses quite frequently on our journey, and there are many of them that have some form of recording device in them, whether that's a laptop that isn't password protected or a phone where you can access the camera without having to unlock it. Now, unfortunately, most of these devices have run out of charge. But there are some that have been switched off this whole time, or just about going still. This is one of them. Someone's much loved and much used a mobile phone. It's even got the classic cracked screen. Also a cracked camera, annoyingly. And it's all wrapped up in this tatty jewel case. Here it is. This thing. It's my contingency. Little snippets of our experience. Our story. Stored on devices like this. Dotted around on our journey. So if you're listening to this, congratulations. You've found the first one. What on earth are you doing out here? Anyway, my brother, who I mentioned earlier, Roman, he's asleep. And as usual, I can't sleep. It's a good thing, really, because I wanted to do this without him knowing. All the questions he'd asked me if he knew, and he'd only poke fun at me anyway. It was bad enough when I told him the reason for me continuing to write about our journey after we realised the world had gone to shit. So, I'm going to try and record these in private as much as possible. That way I can continue to tell our story to someone. Probably no one. But anyway, I wanted to do it all without Roman quizzing me every time or laughing at the things that I'd say. Sorry I'm a bit all over the shop. I'm not used to just saying things in front of the camera. I'm usually writing things down, or at least have time to think about it. I sort of rushed into this one. Recording, it's about a note that I found just a few streets away. It was on someone's door. I was going to take it with me, but I decided against it. I thought about how upset the person who put it there might be if I'd moved it, or how the person who it was meant for could return home at any point and not ever know that there was something there waiting for them, not know how much this person cared for them. It said something along these lines. To Anya, we've had to go. Something happened in the basement. I don't know what. Your father went to investigate, and when he came back, he would only tell me that something was making a terrible sound and that the house wasn't safe anymore. We're heading to A6. I know it's not our designated bunker, but your grandparents are going there, and they said they'd arranged for someone to let us in. Then there was something about how they had just managed to speak to the grandparents before the phone lines went down. They couldn't wait. For Anya, that is. Poor person. Judging by that last statement about the bunker, and by how water damaged this thing is, I say it's been here since the start. So, easily over a week, possibly longer. We both have no idea when this started, and, well, we have reason to believe that this whole thing had begun even before we left. I know it's a bit much to hope that they'll return and get to see that note, but, well, I really do. I even found some tape and sealed it up a bit better to stop it becoming completely illegible. Okay. God. Right. I wasn't sure if I was going to go through with this, but clearly I'm feeling a lot braver than usual today. Likely a mistake. I didn't want to say until I knew I could carry on, but, well, I didn't remember what the note said. I read it because I'm at the house. I'm on the doorstep. And I'm going inside. Alright, looks okay so far. A little bit cold, but that's to be expected. Clear skies at the end of summer and a long since empty house. Or at least I hope it is. Looks like we've got a door here that leads to the kitchen. If it's anything like the old terraced house I used to live in, then the entrance to the basement will be in there, under the stairs. Just hold up a sec. Sorry, I thought I heard something. Just checking. Oh my god. Oh, fuck my life. Oh, it stinks in here. Oh my god, that's grim. Okay. Just gonna open a window. Okay. Oh, that's a bit better. Jesus, that's grim. Oh, fuck, holy shit. Oh my god, the door. The door to the basement. How can I describe it to you? Fucking cracked camera. It's like... remember those nest-like growths we saw in the... Oh, fuck. Of course, you won't know about them. So basically, we saw these tendrily growth things coming out from a body once or twice. Yeah, it's gross, I know, but they look like old grey wasps' nests, but with, like, little shimmers of... Okay, no, thank you. Fuck. Absolutely not. No. Oh, Jesus, what is up with me? Sorry, I just... What was I thinking? Why am I like this? Look, whoever you are listening to this, please... Do not be as stupid as me. Do not go in that house. If there's a fucking sign on a door somewhere vaguely suggesting that something went wrong or something is dangerous, listen to it. But absolutely do not listen to that metallic breathing. Seriously, it messes you up fast. I've heard it before. In Roman's house, in his daughter's room, to be precise. It came from this huge growth on the wall. We almost both became completely mesmerized by it within seconds. It makes you see what you want to see, or at least what it thinks you want. I don't know how it works. Roman thought it was his daughter. I thought it was some magnificent creature, so unique and interesting, something new and fantastic. That was almost my downfall. You see, I am literally the definition of curiosity killed the cat. It's a problem of mine. I'm aware of it, but, well, sometimes it gets the better of me. If I think something is bad, or dangerous, or scary, but I don't quite know what it is, sometimes I can't help but just look closer. Just take the extra step towards the threat, just so I can see, so I can prove to... myself, that it really is what I think, or perhaps worse. Alright, that's enough for now. I need to get back to Roman, and I really shouldn't be out here. My name is Elliot Taylor. For now, I'm a survivor of this weird as hell apocalypse with my older brother Roman. Almost everyone has vanished or in hiding. Many areas have become completely degraded or overgrown, as I said. And there are horrific creatures waiting for us in all the darkest corners. I don't know what the future holds for this world. I don't think any of us do. But for now, we're headed to A7 to look for safety. And unfortunately, that's the best hope we've got. If you find this, and this isn't all over, I wish you the best of luck.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.